Praise the Lord. I'm going to start a series today called The End Factor, or The End Series. And that title of today, if you want a title, they want titles, so I give them one, The End Factor. It's important that you understand who you are in Christ. Understanding who you are in Christ takes all your condemnation, all your guilt, and everything else away from you when you understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit." You know, there are moments in life, you know, in school, you want to get in with the in crowd. You know, if you're doing investments, you'd like to get in on the ground floor of an investment. And you know, it's totally different on the inside than when you're on the outside. Disconnected. Now, this is not only true in the natural, but it's true in the spiritual. 2 Corinthians 5:17 will be scriptures that we will use for this. 2 Corinthians 5:17, most of you know that scripture. But when we find out who we are in Christ, there is no condemnation, there's no guilt. When we understand who we are in Christ, that takes everything away, just like they were talking about at the beginning and singing in the beginning. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." The Knox translation says, it follows, in fact, that when a man becomes a new creature in Christ, his old life has disappeared and everything has become new about him. The Phillips version says, "For if any man is in Christ, he becomes a new person altogether. The past is finished, gone. Everything has become fresh and new." So if anyone becomes united, the Wade translation, excuse me. So if anyone becomes united to Christ, he is a fresh creation. The original conditions have passed away. They have been replaced by new conditions. And then the Living Bible, "When someone becomes a new Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. A new life has begun." Now, the expression "in Christ" sometimes is hard to understand, and people want to know, well, what do you mean by this? Well, Albert Barnes in Barnes' Notes on the Bible says, "The phrase to be in Christ evidently means to be united to Christ by faith, or to be in him as the branch is in the vine. That is so united to the vine and so into it as it derives all its nourishment and support from it and is to be sustained entirely by it." Now, in other words, when we become born again, we become one with Christ. Now, Paul says that Christ is the head and we are the body, those of us that are born again in Christ. Our whole Christian life in Christ is immersed in him to the extent that we are wholly dependent upon him. In fact, Paul says in Acts 17:28, "I live and move and have my being in him." That's where we're at. We live, we move in him. And in him, there's no condemnation. Don't let anybody put condemnation on you. Don't let anybody put guilt on you. You know, sometimes people try to preach from a guilt, get people feel guilty and under condemnation. The Bible says there's no condemnation. When you understand who you are in Christ, nobody can put a guilt trip on you. Nobody can make you feel condemned. When you understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Anybody with me on that? You know, it is so easy sometimes in the natural for people to try to tell you who you are. No, the Bible tells you who you are. The Bible says who you are in Christ. I mean, the song they sing at the beginning, "I know who I am." You know, course, I grew up with this. My father, he taught this all the time. And I never had a problem with any kind of condemnation or anything. Because Kenneth E. Hagin, he said, when you are born again and in Christ. In fact, he's got a little book. I'll refer to it in a minute out there called In Him. And he was always trying to get people to understand who they were in Christ. Therefore, there was no condemnation. There was no guilt. How many understand what I'm talking about? How many of you, before you really found out who you were in Christ, there was that combination, there's condemnation and guilt and so forth and so on. But when we find out who we really are in Christ, nobody can put us down. Hallelujah. I don't care who tries. See, what does it mean to be in Christ? It means that Christ's nature, the spiritual condition of Christ, becomes our spiritual condition. And it flows into every member in the body of Christ. You know, sometimes people say, well, there ain't really much to that person, is there? What are they talking about? They're talking about that they're shallow, that there's not much substance to them. I want you to understand, when we become in Christ, there is a whole lot more to us than meets the eye. There's more life. There's more power. There's more righteousness. There's more peace. There's more abilities. There's more knowledge. And the list goes on of who we are in Christ. The first thing you need to get a hold of and walk in this new life with Christ is when you were born again, you became a new person. You became a new person. Therefore, if anyone is Christ, he is a new person. You know, according to this verse, when you become born again, you undergo a radical change within you. Phillips says it this way, you become a new person. A.S. Wade says it, a fresh creation. The Living Bible says a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. I don't care what you've done before, whether you were moral or immoral. I don't know whether you were an infidel or a speculative believer, whether you were amicable or debased or sensual or polluted. Yet, if you have become a Christian, you all experience a change. And it's proper to say that you are a new creation. That's what Albert Barnes says in Barnes' Notes on the Bible. Adam Clark, anybody ever looked at Adam Clark commentary? A few of you have. Everybody's a preacher in here, I know, has. He says, this is what Adam Clark says about this verse of Scripture. He is a new creature, a new creation. A little world in himself. Formerly all was in chaotic disorder. Now there is a new creation which God himself owns as his workmanship and which he can look on and pronounce everything good. You know, many people get born again and they think that's all they've done is got forgiveness of sin. That is not so. There has been a radical change. Some people think when you get saved, all you do is change your destiny from hell to heaven. But I want to tell you what, when you become born again, more than that happens. You become a new person in Christ. A new person in Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not the same anymore. You're never going to be the same anymore as long as you remain in Christ. The second thing you need to realize is your sinful nature was removed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. The moment you got born again, your sinful nature was taken out of you. A new righteousness and holiness was put into you. In a moment, faster than you can blink your eye, the Holy Spirit did surgery on you. And he removed the old man and put in the new man, which is righteous. Hallelujah. That old sinful nature is gone. Now you're no longer under the authority of that sinful nature. You can now live free. Now you're under the authority of righteousness. The nature of God that's on the inside of you. You know, if you check into American history, you'll find out that people came and immigrated here to get out from underneath dictatorship and former communist rule countries. And when they get here, they're no longer under that. And they have to learn to live a new way. They have to learn to live with freedom. Hello? A Christian can live right because that's his nature. That's who he is. He is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's that in Christ again. When you become a new creature, your sinful nature has passed away. You're not only forgiven of your sins, they're removed. Through the blood of Jesus, you've been wiped clean. They no longer exist. Everything that you ever did wrong, every unrighteous deed, does not exist. The blood of Jesus makes you clean. It wipes out, does away with. And in the modern generation, you might say the blood of Jesus hits the delete button and it's gone. It's gone. Now, the devil might try to bring it back up to you and bring you under condemnation and guilt, but you just say, hey, I'm in Christ. And I'm going to live right. I'm going to walk right. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You need to get a hold of that, of those in him scriptures, and you need to dwell on them until they become such a part of you that anybody that tries to put you down, tries to get you under condemnation, let those in him scriptures just start saying, I'm in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In him. See, you have a brand new life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, the New King James says. A.S. Wade says they've been replaced by new conditions. The Living Bible says a new life has begun. New spiritual realities begin to exist in your life the moment you are born again. You have a new identity. You're not who you were anymore. See, you got to go back to that song. I know who I am. See, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, I don't care what comes down the road. I don't care who tries to slap you across the face. You can stand up and say, I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Y'all having as much fun as I am? See, when you get in Christ, you have new rights and privileges. You know, when you become a student here at Rhema or any other college, there are rights and privileges that go with that. As an American citizen, there are rights and privileges that go with that. Hello? If you happen to be in our country on one of our visas, there are rights and privileges that go with that. When you become a part of the family of God, there are rights and privileges that go with that. Just like there are rights and privileges that go with you and your natural family. You know, Miss Denise, when she's about 6 years old, she come flying down the hall up there in the administration building. And somebody said, little girl, you got to quit. You're not supposed to be running in this building. And she wheeled around and she looked at that person right in the face. She's about 6 years old. She said, do you know who I am? She was trying to tell them, hey, I got a right to do this. You may not, but I can because of who I am. Because of what my name is. Listen, when the devil comes up to you and they're trying to tell you something, some person comes up to you and try to tell you something, hey, you need to throw your chest out, bow your neck and say, hey, do you know who I am? Man, we get new benefits in Christ. You know, a lot of times when people go to work for somebody, they won't know what the benefit package is. Let me tell you something. This is the greatest benefit package that I have ever seen in my life right here in the Word of God. Oh, you get a new position. You become a son or a daughter of God. In the royal family, the Bible says you become a royal priesthood. And last but not least, because we old things have passed away, and because we got brand new life, we got a new destination. We got heaven instead of hell. Now I know that it's not sort of politically correct anymore to say anything about hell, but it's about time that somebody began to talk to people and tell them there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. It's about time that, now, I'm not trying to put anybody in condemnation, because if you're in Christ living for God, that's it, but there's some people need to be told that there is sin that you have to repent from in order to get into Christ so you can live this good life that I'm talking about. Hello? You know, when you move to a different location, things are different. You have to learn to live with the way that people do things in that part of the country, you know. See, that's why we need to learn how to live in Him. Paul said it, in Him I live and move and have my being. In other words, I exist in Him. Hello? Glory to God. You know, Dad put together a little mini book called In Him. It tells Christians how to live the new life in Christ here on earth. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven. You can begin to live it immediately. I think there's somewhere around 140 scriptures, I don't know, something like that, with the phrases in Him, in Christ, in whom, through whom, and in the Lord. Find those scriptures. If you get that little book out there, In Him, they're already, most of them are already in there for you. You don't have to go hunt them. Now, I didn't say all of them's in there, but the majority of them are in that little book. You need to read those things over and over and over and over and over. Meditate on them over and over and over. And then begin to confess them and say, these scriptures say who I am and what I have and what I can do in Christ. I want you to get a hold of that. See, the Word of God tells us in Christ who we are. We already sang it. All right, I know who I am. Y'all got excited about it. You need to confess it all the time. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Every day you get up in the morning, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Nobody can condemn me. Nobody can put me down, because I am in Him and I live in Him. I move in Him. I have my being in Him. Confess what you have in Christ and what you can do in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. That's what I say. Through Christ. See, we're talking about through Christ. In whom? In Him. In Christ. Man, this is good. On page 9 of that little book, In Him, Dad said this: everything the Bible says is ours legally. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it's your believing and confessing which makes it a reality in your life. You got to believe it and confess it and act like it. Hello. Today you can choose to live the way you have, or you can begin to live in Christ. free from all guilt and all shame and all condemnation. Live free in Him and enjoy life. Hallelujah. Don't believe this little exhortation here. So don't believe the devil's lie that you can't make it and things will never change. Instead, discover the new life that has been provided for you through the blood of Christ. And then you'll begin to enjoy a new way of living in Him. And you'll walk and you'll see that you'll find that what a time it will be. And you will shout and you will rejoice and run with glee because you've been set free. And now you know that you're in Him and nothing can take you away. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I had the first part of that exhortation was here. The second part, the Spirit began to give to me after I read that part that I had written down. All right. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Anybody get anything out of this morning? I want you to get a hold of the in Him factor. And on this whole series on in Him, I want you to get a hold. I want you to be here. I want you to get a hold of this because this is the thing that will get you free from condemnation, from guilt, and all of the mess that some people try to put on you. That's one thing that if you've been here very long, that's one thing that you've ever noticed about me. I never try to put a guilt trip on people. I just try to tell them the truth of what the Bible says. You know, if people know the truth, what's the Bible say? And the truth shall what? Truth shall set you free. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Lift your hands and thank God because you're in Christ. Thank God because you're in Christ. And because you're in Christ, you can live the good life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place this morning and you say, well, I'm not in Christ. I've never accepted Him as my personal Savior and I need to. Or you might be here and you say, hey, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not living like I need to live according to the Word of God, and I just need to rededicate myself and begin to walk in my liberty of being in Christ. Or you might say, I go to church, but I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not. If you're here on any one of those invitations that I just gave, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you, but I can't do that if I don't know who you are. So please, let me see your hand right now. Anybody in this room, you need Christ. You need your hand back here. You need to rededicate or you need a no-so experience with Him. You don't know. You don't know. You just go to church. Another hand over here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we believe in being filled with the Spirit in this church. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Spirit, began to speak with tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about the Bible says. And the Bible says that they were filled with the Spirit. How many of you would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? You haven't received and you want to receive. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everyone stand, please. Everyone stand, please. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going right down front. I want you to come down here. I want to shake hands with you and I ought to pray with you like I said. If you don't want to walk by yourself, ask somebody. They'll walk down here with you. Come on, right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come right here. Come right here. Praise God. Bless you, buddy. Come on. Come here. God bless you. Bless you. Come on, guys. Come on. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on, man. Come on right here, buddy. Right here, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can stand with him. You brought him down. Stand with him, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. This is your time. Change your life forever. Come on. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, young lady. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. This is the time to change your life forever. Get in Christ. Get out from under condemnation. And give. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on now.
It really doesn't matter. Oh,
hallelujah. All of you that are standing here, look my direction. I got three books in my hand. New Birth. Hey, the little book I was talking about in him. Right here. And then a book about the Holy Spirit. Why tongues? If I reach them out here and said I'm going to give them to you, somebody show me what you got to do to get them. That's it. Step out and take them. You got them. They're yours. Guess what? Y'all are going to get them same three books in a minute. I just did that as a little exercise. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual experience that you come down here for. It comes from heaven on high. So just as she reached out her hand to grab them books, I want you to raise one hand. I don't care which one. And with that hand, you're saying, all right, God, I'm reaching up to get what I come down here for. Congregation, reach your hands out toward them as I pray for them right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these that have come. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, and no-so experience with you. Blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I want to ask you to go to a special place. We call it a prayer room this morning. And there'll be that's where you're going to get those books and they'll be there to pray with you, make sure you got what you really came down here for. I just said a simple prayer, but they want to talk to you for a minute. That same room on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for you adults, it becomes a, I guess everybody here is adult. It becomes a classroom called Turning Point. You say, what in the world is that? Well, it's nothing more than just a classroom where they talk to you about turning your life on for God or getting it turned back on for God. That's all it is. All right. And I'd like to see you in that class next Sunday morning. Would y'all turn and see Greg right there? He's going to take you to that place of prayer. Y'all can go. Just go ahead. Go. Well, that's where you need to go too. Huh? Okay. Prayer for healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for healing power flowing into this body right now in Jesus' name. Amen. She wanted the Holy Spirit, so she needed to go to the room back there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for all of these that came. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.